God is over all, so it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
This is Share-a-thon, the fall edition 2018, one nation under God. I say that real plain because Jim Stanley is seated right by me. Now, why would I make that distinction?
I was just going to ask, what Share-a-thon is it?
It is one nation under God.
All right, good deal. Hey, Alex, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing great. What a joy to have you in the studio, and what a joy to have everyone listening as we're praying and working together to tell our nation about Christ.
Well, you're very kind. I've kind of jumped in again, and you guys are always kind to let me do that, and I appreciate it. But I come bearing good news and glad tidings of great joy.
From afar?
From afar. Hey, listen, this afternoon from 4 to 7 p.m.
3 hours.
3 hours, 4 to 7 p.m., okay?
Okay.
Or until I have to stop it. And I'm being honest there. We're going to do a $100 add-on challenge.
Woo!
Now, what that simply means is if you have a pledge of $25, we have a generous set of donors who have said you can use our money for challenge money. And so from that, we're going to take an extra 100 and add it to that pledge. So if you guys have 100 pledges this hour, you get an extra 10 grand. If you have 200 pledges, you get an extra 20 grand. See how the math works here?
Amen.
And so that's why I said until 7 o'clock, or I have to stop it.
Well, I'd even do the math on that. I'd have a hard time with $77, but I can do the $100. I can add that up. So praise the Lord. We've done the $50 add-on.
This is
my first time to be a part of the
$100
add-on.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So, Jim, I want to make sure I understand this. If somebody were to call in, and by the way, the number is 877-616-2396. If somebody calls in and donates $25 or $50 or whatever amount, $100 will be added to their gift.
Yes, sir, it will. And, you know, this
is amazing.
This is another one of those times that someone may be especially blessed and can share a very generous gift to help provide for the next challenge. And, you know, we've had people do that all day the last 2 days. But, folks, I want you to understand, no gift is insignificant. Bert and I, and we touched on that yesterday morning when he was on with me for a little while. You know, what gift did the Lord revere?
The widow's mite.
And so we are very grateful for the widow's mite, the widower's mite. You know, we have single parents that want to support the ministry. We have a whole host of individuals. And folks, when you bring all that together, when you take and you add that together, you'll be like the little boy who had the fish and loaves and see what God can do with it. And
Amen.
See how God can make that money stretch and make those funds stretch. So again, for the next 3 hours from now till 7 p.m., we're going to do a $100 add-on challenge, and I really do have the caveat of in case I need to stop it, because I never want to be disingenuous. If I run out of challenge money, then I'm going to stop the challenge, because we've always tried to say what's right and do what's right, and I'm not going to start a new trend by being the liar.
You know me. I want to get it done the first hour.
That's right. I'm greedy.
I'm greedy. Let's get it done. Make those phone calls now. You usually listen to Tony Perkins.
That's right.
But Tony sacrifices their time so we can do this Share-a-thon.
Sure do.
And Alex and I, when Jim said, hey, guys, y'all think y'all can stay on? Man, I jumped on it like everything. And so I want you to realize, man, $100 add-on, and until it lasts, let's see how long it can last.
That's right.
But the quicker and the more calls that come in, that means we'll have to go to another challenge. So here's my other challenge. Let's get this guy or lady or people ready to get through that $100 challenge, and then them call up and have enough money for another challenge.
Amen.
Before the night's over.
And again, folks, we, like I said, we've had people do that throughout the day yesterday. And when I talk about folks, I'm talking about folks that pool $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 together or more. But at the same time, what they're doing is they're allowing those with smaller gifts to take and know that their gift is not insignificant.
Amen.
Even without a challenge. Folks, if you make a $5 challenge, a $5 pledge, we appreciate it. $10, $25, $2,500, you know, $25,000. Whatever that amount is, God's going to take it and He's going to use it. And I can promise you this, and Bert, you and Alex and Brent and Rob can all attest to this. By the way, I'm talking about Rob Chambers, who will be on in just a minute, who's waiting for me patiently to leave so that he can come on.
He's but, twiddling his fingers.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
you guys will all attest to the fact that we are a frugal ministry.
You bet.
But we're not.
That's right.
We're not frugal to the point of foolishness.
Amen.
When we buy something, we buy it to last. And we try to make it last as long as we can. So we try to be very good stewards of the money that you invest with this ministry at 877-616-2396 or online at AFR.net. Guys, I'm going to get out of your way.
Thank you, Jim.
I expect y'all to take this ball and run with it.
We're going to run with it as fast as we can. Alex, this is such a great pleasure for you and I to have this be the first hour of a 100 add-on challenge. So that phone call number again, 877-616-2396. Keep those phones ringing because I want Jim Stanley to come back here at the end of the hour and say, guys, this is what God has done. It is God working through you. And I hope you understand that. We give God the glory. We thank Him for what He's done. And so that number again, 877-616-2396. As we have this 100 add-on challenge. Alex, for us, say anything else. Jim's already shared who's in the studio with us. It's Rob Chambers. Rob he's been on board here. He's with AFA Action, and he is very, very astute at what's going on around the world, around the nation concerning moral issues, political issues. And when I thought, well, we're going to have Tony's place, I thought, man, Rob would fit in perfect here because during Exploring the Word, we try to take that and say we're going to stick to the Bible and talk about evangelism, discipleship. But now during Tony's time, this is an area that we don't talk about a lot, but it's important that part of what we do is equip and inform and activate people to be involved in the local politics, state politics, and national politics. It's important, isn't it, Alex?
Well, it really is. It really is. And it's important that we all pull together. And Rob Chambers does great work, and I want us to talk with him here in a minute. But the number, folks, here's a toll-free number. Call right now, please. 877-616-2396. You know, I was just thinking about how we are the family of God and we care about this nation. Bert, I was thinking about that great old hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers. There's a verse in that song I love. It says, crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the cross of Jesus constant will remain. See, what you're doing, you're helping people find salvation. You're helping the church be strengthened. This is about God and country, and things come and go. The truth of God's word is eternal.
Amen.
So let's invest in calling our nation to Christ. It's our only hope. The only hope of this nation, the only hope for any individual is the Lord Jesus. And a $100 match, talk about stewardship. This is the hour to give, folks. I mean, talk about being sensible because you call, you make a gift, and a generous donor is matching every gift this hour up until it runs out. And if it does, that would actually be a good thing if we can hit the ceiling here.
You bet. Dan Celia would be proud of what we're trying to do. Amen. Well, our guest today, let me give that number again, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. We have Rob Chambers with us, already shared what he does here. Rob, Thank you for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Bert. Thanks so much. And, hey, I really appreciate the plug that you gave for Tony Perkins a little bit while ago. Tony has just been recently named to serve on the U.S. Council on International Religious Freedom. He has served as in part to help played a role in bringing Pastor Brunson back from that Turkish prison. So we're thankful for Tony sacrificing this time to allow us to reach out to you guys.
But it is, and Tony's a good partner with us.
Absolutely,
and we appreciate that. And you connect with several people that are in D.C., out of D.C.
Absolutely,
and we appreciate that, Rob, so much. But what we want to do today is share two things that AFR is doing in the future to let folks know about. They can know more and be involved with the political and governmental process.
Well, one thing that you can do is go to afaaction.net. That's afaaction.net. We have a couple of things available for you as we're going into the midterm election here on November 6th. Get your voter guide there, and you can click it, put in your information for your state and your address. You can find out information about your Congress, how they're rated on very liberal to very conservative. We break that down for you. In some instances, we even drill down to state-level races as well, depending on the state. But what we're having next week on October 23rd, Bert and Alex, we're going to have a town hall special on October 23rd. It's going to be from 5 to 6 Central Standard Time or 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. And what we're going to be focused on is encouraging people to get out and vote and also to register to vote. It's not too late to register to vote in some of these states. But we're also going to be featuring several guests as well, Bert, and those that are listening. We're going to have many people are aware of Congressman Jim Jordan, a member of the Freedom Caucus, and we're going to have Congressman Dave Bratt, and then also U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley, and he's currently serving as the AG there in Missouri, but he is going to be on the program as well. So we're going to be talking about the significance, the importance on why it's important to get out and vote in this election.
And that's what we're sharing. And when we give this number, it's helping us to have information like this that helps you. And again, I'm in it because I want freedom, and I want freedom so we can have an unhindered gospel.
That's
I've
right.
told Rob this. How many That's times right. have I told you that, Rob? A dozen at least.
At least.
And I tell them that. That's the last verse in the book of Acts. And listen, we need to make the most of what we have while we have the freedom. And we need to do what we can to keep the freedom.
That's right, Bert. And, hey, you know, that's a great point, Bert. And it's important for the people that are listening. And thank you so much for your support, because the donations, the contributions that you make enable us to help pass laws that continue to make the gospel unhindered in a lot of ways and enable to for pastors to preach unhinderedly. You know, what we saw in Houston, Texas, we saw a mayor out there trying to take sermons from preachers and use it against them
That's
as a
right.
weapon. And so we fight against those things so that the gospel would advance, so that those who are perishing would be rescued.
Amen. That number is 877-616-2396. Alex, I'll give it to you in a minute, but I want Rob to do one thing before we go to the break. Extend it just a little bit if we could, Brent. Tell them about election coverage.
Election coverage, that's right. Election is going to be on November 6th, so from 6 o'clock until, we haven't decided what time we're going to cut it off, but 6 p.m. till on the night of election. That's on November 6th, so we're going to have Tim Wildman, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman, Ed Battagliano. I'll be on as a guest, as well as Sandy Rios, many of you may know. And so we'll be covering the election. We'll be talking about what's going on around the country as the results come in.
Amen. Rob, again, I want to say thank you, brother. I appreciate what you do, and
Amen.
he's a great brother in Christ, Alex. I know you've gotten to meet him. He and I, before we got to work together, we worked together a little bit. He was at a place with a denomination I worked with and was instrumental in trying to help us at AFR to get in to know some folks, and we just appreciate that, Rob, so much.
Thanks,
you're
brother.
Doing and what you have done, brother.
Amen. Thanks.
May
Thanks,
your tribe increase, as we say.
Thanks.
Amen. Amen. Alex, it's so good to have Rob on board here with us, and we're just excited about what God is doing in Christians' lives and getting them involved. Get saved, get involved, vote, and give. That's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
It'll change the country. It is changing the country, and for the better. And your gift this hour will be matched with $100.
It will, and it's called an add-on, and that's a pretty neat thought. 877-616-2396, Let me start all over. 877-616-2396. I nearly had a misplaced two in there. And so make that call today, $100 add-on, as you make your pledge today, One Nation Under God Share-a-thon.
It's the mug we've all been waiting for. The all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler will keep drinks hot or cold, is virtually leak-proof, and quickly converts to a can or bottle cooler. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you one, along with a CD of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Learning University and an 8-ounce bag of delicious Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. Also, when you make a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you the Hilarious Highlights CD and the Liberty Coffee. These gifts are our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. You can call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or donate securely at AFR.net. Together, we are one nation under God. Call now and make your pledge. And thank you for participating in Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
This is Lynette from Kansas. Thank you, AFR, for being such a light in the dark place that we live. You are sounding the alarm, sharing the gospel, and encouraging us every day. I thank you so much for what you do.
Hi, this is Ed from Minnesota. I just want to say that American Family Radio is deserving of our support. I work 12-hour shifts, and I wouldn't make it through a work day without 12 hours of American Family Radio. Thanks, and God bless you.
Remember, for a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you a CD copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Learning University, plus an 8-ounce bag of Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll add the all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler. Call 877-616-2396. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the Fall Share-a-thon, One Nation Under God, and that number that you can call is 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And right now, we're in the middle of the $100 add-on. Whatever contribution you make, there's a $100 add-on. And what a blessing that is. That encourages people to be a part of it. And it's going to go as long as it lasts. And we've made the challenge, let's get it done in this hour. And then somebody else call in and say, listen, I want to extend it. I'm going to do that as well. So do that and let it be a part, those of you that can. Real quickly, before I go back to Alex, I just want to go over some names and places that have called in. Jeffrey from Lawton, Oklahoma. Janice from Tumbling Shoals, Arkansas. That's the first. I don't know where that is. Martha from Towns, Illinois. Myra from Starkville, Mississippi. I know where that is, and I just got to say it. Go Dogs. Okay, Ole Miss fans, don't bug me. I've got an Oxford person here as well. We come together with Christ. Ole Miss and State and all those others, they come together in Christ. Sylvia from Crossett, Arkansas, and Jackie from Points, West Virginia, and Julie from St. Paul's, North Carolina. These have all called in to make their contribution. $100 was added on to what they gave, and the numbers are rising. And make that call at 877-616-2396. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, I'm right at St. Paul's, North Carolina.
Oh,
and
wow.
And Red Springs, and I'm here at Green Springs Baptist Church in Parkton. So, folks, I'm going to be preaching at 6:30 tonight at this great tent meeting, Green Springs Baptist, so come on out here. But even more importantly, come on and call us, 877-616-2396. Hey, let me give a quote, Bert. You know, I love inspiring quotes. Jim Elliot was a missionary, and at a very young age, just as a young adult, he was martyred. And he died on the mission field, but his life and his team and their work for the gospel has really touched the world. But Jim Elliot said this. He said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Mm-hmm. He is no fool who gives what he can't keep to gain what he can't lose. The accoutrements of this life, the things we have in this life, we can't keep. There's not a thing that we can leave this world with other than our relationship to Christ, our testimony for Christ, and what we did on behalf of His kingdom. And so your money, you can't keep it. I mean, really. But you can invest it in reaching souls, promoting revival, calling our nation to godliness, and defending what our nation is all about. Now, let me just say one thing, and I want to throw it to you, Bert. Sometimes people say, because, you know, we talk about revival in America, and we talk about this country, and people say, well, yeah, but my home's in heaven. I'm just a pilgrim passing through, and that is true. But we believers, we who love God and country, we have a responsibility to the present and the future. And the Lord is coming back. I know that. But we don't know when it's going to be. It might be tomorrow. It might be in 100 years. And so we need to shore up the church and build godly families and invest in the gospel. And American Family, like no other ministry I know of, the radio, the publishing, the production of films and DVDs, innovative things like EngageMagazine.net and 1 Million Moms and so many things, it is being used by God to promote the gospel in this country. So would you make a gift, and it will be added to. You make a donation, somebody's going to add $100 to it. So this is the hour to do it, and call a toll-free number right now. You can donate online if you went to AFR.net, or you can call 877-616-2396. You know, Bert, I've been praying for all of these incredible partners. We're just a big family together.
Yes.
We love the Lord. We know Jesus Christ is the hope of this nation, and it's just great to be in a big family together, all marching in the same way to, we love the Lord, we love people, and we love this nation.
We do, and we praise God for Belinda from, I believe it's Peavely, Missouri, Angela from Crittenden, Louisiana, Deborah from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Ferris from Marion, Illinois, Camilla from Lafayette, Indiana, Bobby from Big Spring, Texas, Harlan from South Sioux City, Nebraska. Thank you guys for calling in and being a part. The $100 add-on right now is just taking hold. People are responding. People are driving home from work, and they may be pulling off the side of the road and talk to on their cell phone to call in. They may get home and call in, or you may go and make that pledge at AFR.net. But do whatever you can. Right now is a great time to do it. Not only is there an add-on, but God's the multiplier. So you get a lot out of this when you get the contribution, the add-on, and then watch God multiply that into the numbers that He would desire. Well, Alex, I want you to hear something, and I want everybody to hear this. It's a little bit longer than most of the clips that we play, but it's from our founder, Don Wallman, and it's entitled, "That's What Christians Do Now." Listen to this. It will bless you.
In 1973, the Supreme Court said it was okay to kill unborn babies. Since then, we've killed more than the entire population of Canada, and it continues. A woman's choice, half of those who've died in the mother's wombs have been women. They didn't have a choice. It's called abortion. Me, I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. First it was in dingy, dirty theaters, then convenience stores, then grocery stores, then on television. Now it's in the homes of millions via the internet. It's called pornography. Me, I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. They call it no fault. Why should we blame anyone when something so tragic happens? Haven't they already suffered enough? Half the marriages in America end this way. The children suffered. The family broke down. It's called divorce. Me? I go to church, a minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. One time it was a perversion. We kept it secret. We secured help and hope for those who practice it. Now it's praised. We have parades celebrating it, and elected officials give it their blessing. Now it's endowed with special privileges and protected by special laws. Even some Christian leaders and denominations praise it. It's called homosexuality. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. It's what Christians do now. It used to be an embarrassment, a shame. Now a third of all births to mothers are to mothers who aren't married. Two-thirds of all African-American children are born into a home without a father. The state usually pays the tab. That's why we pay our taxes, so that government can take the place of parents. After all, government bureaucrats know much better how to raise children than parents do. It's called illegitimacy. Me? I go to church, a preacher, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. At one time it was wrong, but then the state decided to legalize it, promote it, and tax it. It has ripped apart families and destroyed lives. But just look at all the money the state's raised. No longer do we have to teach our children to study and work hard. Now we teach them they can get something for nothing. We spend millions encouraging people to join the fun and the excitement. Just look at the big sums that people are winning. They'll never have to work again. It's called gambling. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. Not long ago, Christians were the good guys. But now any positive image of Christians in movies or on television is gone. We're now depicted as the bad guys, greedy, narrow-minded hypocrites. The teacher can't have a Bible on her desk, but can have Playboy. We don't have Christmas, Easter holidays, just winter and spring breaks. We can't pray in school, but we can use foul language. It's called being tolerant. Me? I go to church. The minister preaches. I go home. That's what Christians do now. Yes, all of these things came to pass within 30 years. Where were the Christians? Why, they were in church. All these things are for somebody else to deal with. Times have changed. Involvement has been replaced with apathy. But don't blame me. I didn't do anything. I go to church. The minister preaches. I go home. That's what Christians do now.
I'm nearly left speechless. It is. And that's prophetic. That was our founder, Don Wildman, years ago. Brent and I were just saying, that was years ago, and look what's on. And Don Wildman has stood, and he has shared, and he said, you don't want to go down this road. You don't want to go down this road. Somehow, there's no doubt we would have already gone over the cliff had it not been for ministers and preachers like Brother Don, that was sharing the truth about the issues of the day. And we want to keep that up. We want to do it in love. We want to do it with passion. And you can help us continue to fight this fight for godliness. And you say, fight, don't use that word. Well, listen, it is a battle. And that's what it is. It's a battle. And join that battle by calling and making a pledge today, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And let me remind you, it's a $100 add-on right now. Whatever pledge you make, there's a gracious giver who has said, I'll add $100 to every one of these gifts. Alex, what would you say about Brother Don's? I mean, that was beyond description of how accurate it was.
Let me say two things. First of all, people sometimes ask, do prophets still exist? You know, we've gone through the book of Daniel, the book of Isaiah. Do prophets still exist? Not in the sense of giving scripture, because the canon of scripture is completed. But let me say, people with a prophetic vision to see around the next curve. Don Wildman has that. He saw the future of what this country would look like without Christ. And that's why 40 years ago, 41 years ago, God led him to start this ministry. So he was very prophetic in what he warned about. I think about Chuck Colson and Adrian Rogers and Jerry Falwell and Phyllis Schlafly, likewise, and Bill Bright and Tim LaHaye. They were some of those leaders, along with Ronald Reagan. I think one of the reasons that President Reagan reached out to people like Don Wildman was because they knew that, you know, the godly insights that Don Wildman had and others that I've mentioned, it was a prophetic warning. And friend, we're there. I mean, just, you know, in the time that I've been a Christian, I've seen so many of these things come to pass. But here's the good news. The good news is God is still in the business of changing people and changing families and changing nations. And we would ask that you, number one, that you know Christ and you're saved. And if you've never trusted Christ, do that today. But as a believer, you are a Christian, but you're also a patriot. And you need to care about the work of God. You need to care about the state of the country. And Don Wildman, in that clip, he talked about things like abortion and pornography and homosexuality and illegitimacy. But he also talked about apathy and backsliddenness. And church, it is a battle. I assure you, having spoken or debated at some 200 American universities, I assure you, for the secularists, the atheists, the LGBT transgender agenda, for the Muslims, I assure you, believe me, they are serious. They are utterly serious about their desire to claim the future of this country. Amen. And so Christians, God's people, no, we will not let this happen. We care about the future of the country. We care about the souls of people. And so we're asking you to do something, and this matters. This really matters. Call 877-616-2396. Make your best gift. Would you pray and then dial that number, 877-616-2396, and really search your heart and give as God leads you. And let's all link arms together. We're calling our country to Christ. And whether the Lord comes next week or next century, we're going to know that we did what we could do to shine the light, and God will put his blessing and favor upon it.
We're to be faithful in our generation. The next generation, we need to prepare them. We need to win them. We need to stand on the shoulders of the generation that went before us. But we need to do our part now. And you can do that part by making this phone call and being a part of the family, American Family Radio family. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Alex, again, as we have continued to try to stand on the shoulders of Brother Don, he was in this week, and I got to spend a few minutes with him, and he's still a warrior. He can't do what he used to because of the disease and the different things and age, but he is still a warrior. He still comes to the office, and it's such an encouragement. It's so much fun to see when Brother Don's here, how people light up when they see Brother Don, and he energizes us, and thank God that he's still around. And you gave that list of men and women who, during the 1970s, most of it, they rose up because they saw what was taking place, and they say, we don't need to go down this road. And you are helping us by continuing, saying, don't go any further down this road. We've gone far enough. Matter of fact, we need to turn around. It's called repentance, and turn around and seek God. And when you make that call, you're helping us to make that call. We're crying out. We're doing our best on exploring the Word, on Tony Perkins, Washington Watch, and Abraham Hamilton Corner that comes on at 5. You're helping us to say we need to stay in there, be equipped, be energized. We've got the Holy Spirit in us. We don't have to back down. We've got the greatest power in all the world energized in and through us. And so that's where we stand, that's where we believe, and that's what we preach. And you can join us by making that phone call, 877-616-2396. And right now, there's that $100 add-on. What a joy that is. Some gracious or some people have graciously said, we want to help and we want to encourage others. They probably have the gift of giving. Have you noticed people who have the gift of giving? Now, everybody's to give, like everybody's to have mercy, but there's special people who have the gift of giving, and they want their gift to encourage others to give. So we thank God for these people who've made this available. You join in. You make that call, 877-616-2396. Make that call right now.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we're shining the spotlight on American Family Studios.
Hi, I'm Jeff Shamley, Director of American Family Studios. We know that video is a very powerful medium. It can communicate complex ideas and at the same time stir the emotions. It's our privilege to take the core message of AFA and bring that into a visual environment to teach, motivate, and inspire. So whether it's a documentary like The God Who Speaks, or a children's animated feature like Ryan DeFrades, or even a teaching series like the AFA Cultural Institute, our goal is to take the unchangeable truths found in the Bible to a new generation. American Family Studios is really part of the vision of Don Wildman when he founded AFA, to use the latest technology to do one thing, bring truth and encouragement to families across the country, and now through video, to people all over the world.
I have been listening to AFR for about 4 years now, and I cannot begin to tell you how much it has changed my life. It has strengthened my faith and walk with the Lord and helps me keep focused on Jesus all day. Hearing things from a biblical view has really helped me put things in perspective in what is going on in the world we live in. One of the things I appreciate the most about AFR is that every talk show host is grounded in God's Word, like-minded, and do not sugarcoat everything they say, like so much churches do today, and they tell the truth like it is, with boldness and no holding back. Sandy Rios and Janet Mefford are my heroes. I love these girls. They have taught me boldness and how to stand firm on God's Word, no matter what. Thank you, Brother John Wildman, for answering God's call to start this ministry that has changed my life and so many others.
This is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, and I want to encourage you during this share-a-thon to support the American Family Radio Network. It is so important that we have AFR as a platform that can bring you the truth, real news, not fake news, but real news. They can only do so because you support them. So I want to encourage you, give them a call. Be a part of the American Family Radio Network.
Just as we are brothers and sisters in Christ, we are one nation under God. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back, and we're glad you're making those calls. I am telling you, the phones are lighting up. The people who are out here answering those calls, they are busy. They're talking with you, and reason is we have a $100 add-on right now, and God is moving during this strategic time for you to call in and make that pledge, and when you do, there's $100 added on to what you're given. What a way to go. What a way to minister and serve and to use your gift of finances to help AFR. And you can do that by making the call, 877-616-2396. Alex, we're going to have two testimonies in this segment, because we've gotten to hear from Brother Don and we heard from Rob, but I just want to give some names and locations of people who are calling in. Jeff from Amanda, Ohio. Xavier from Odessa, Texas. Thomas from Lamont, Iowa. Patricia from Corpus Christi, Texas. Patsy from Little Rock, Arkansas. Nance from Shell Rock, Iowa. Joanne from Star City, Arkansas. And Steve from Circleville, Ohio. They've all called in, and each one of those had $100 added to what they pledged. What an opportunity that is. And you can do that right now by calling 877-616-2396. Alex, I've said many times, my favorite part of these share-a-thons are the testimonies. We get to hear them on a daily basis on Exploring the Word, but it's refreshing to be able to hear these that's called in, isn't it?
Well, it really is. It really is. And let me give a little testimony here. You know, I'm on the radio every day with Exploring the Word, Bert and I going through the books of the Bible, and people hear and they say, hey, come and preach at our church, or teach us apologetics, or teach us how to defend the faith. And what an honor it is, and I love to do that. And we see somewhere around 5,000 people a year accept Christ in some context, whether it's a conference or whatever. And that's come about because of my being on Exploring the Word. But last summer, Bert, we started a camp, and the theme was My Whole Life for His Whole Plan. And we didn't really have any budget, but I did mention it on the radio show a couple of times, and Jim Stanley lets me do that. We don't try to, you know, take all of our time trying to promote things, but I said, hey, we're going to do a camp at North Greenville University, and we did. Well, we had 54 people come from 9 states. 54 teenagers that we talked about God and country, and we had several teens accept Christ. In fact, the very last night of our camp last summer, had a young man just wonderfully, tearfully, he said, I've been playing a game. I'm not really saved. I need to be born again. We led him to Christ. I mean, the Spirit of God was all over this thing. We're going to do it next summer. But Bert, we talked about being a disciple. We talked about the battle that we're in. And I want to tell you, we got these high school and middle schoolers charged up.
Amen.
To stand for God and country. See, that's, you know, something kind of out, kind of, you've got to understand, I'm on the radio, we promote these things, but that's what you're doing. You're helping us do kind of a ripple effect of a whole lot of ministries. So here's what we would ask you to do, to keep Exploring the Word on the air, and Brian Fisher, and Today's Issues, and Sandy Rios, and Stacy Washington, and all these incredible shows that are touching tens of millions of lives. 877-616-2396. You know, I got to tell you, Bert, it is a thrill. We were talking about Brother Don Wildman. I mean, when I was a newborn Christian in the late 80s, and I was listening to James Dobson, and I was, you know, listening to Billy Graham and listening to the people, and, you know, Don Wildman's right up there with all of them. I mean, he's one of the giants of latter 20th century Christianity, and he's still with us. Praise God, he and his dear family. And this ministry, only he knew in his heart what God had called out AFA to do. It's amazing. And I tell you, isn't it? And folks, if you love the history of the church in America, you've got to understand how blessed and wonderful and significant this is. And to be a part of it is a thrill, isn't it, really?
It really is. And what we want to do right now, we want to give that number, and we want to hear about a testimony of a life that's been changed. 877-616-2396. Make that call. $100 will be added onto your pledge. But listen to this, a difference that was made in someone's life.
Yes, my name's Chris from Indiana, and one of the things that I can say is that AFR's programming has provided me with an inspiration to get closer in my walk with God. And many of the programs that I listen to have resources that they offer, and I've taken advantage of some of that and shared it with my wife as well. And she now has in turn started her walk closer to God again too. So I'm really blessed to have you guys in our lives and keeping us informed, whether it's Brian Fisher or David Jeremiah or Focus on the Family, you know, all of the different things that are out there that you guys provide.
We are truly blessed to have you, and I wish you a success in this next drive.
Amen. One of the things we haven't talked much about is who we partner with, and that listener was talking about it, David Jeremiah. How great that man is. I was listening to him this morning driving in, and what an opportunity it is to have all these partnerships. And when you give, you're making it possible for these to be able to broadcast on these stations that is AFR. And so make that call, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Now, Alex, one of the things we do is we do a podcast. If they miss, they can go and they can listen. And we have a lot of people that do that, and they listen when they don't have a radio station near theirs. We've had people, let me just share with you, I do another program called Exploring Missions. It's aired on the weekend like yours is aired on the weekend, and we have people from other countries to call and or to communicate with us. They're listening over the internet in the podcast. So I want you to hear this testimony of the difference that we're making in that area as well.
Make a long story short, we had to drastically downsize our lifestyle, which also meant moving from the urban area that we loved down to his hometown of about 300 people. We couldn't even afford cable TV here, and I was feeling pretty sorry for myself and lonely. But when I realized I could listen to y'all through the AFR app, it completely changed my perspective and attitude. Today's issues through the Hamilton Corner, and then so many informative weekend shows like Dan Markell, Walker Wildman, Frank Turek. I've now begun to look at this time not as a step backwards, but as God blessing me with this amazing opportunity to grow as a follower of Christ.
Amen. Alex, we just heard the podcast, and that's what AFR has done. We find out ways to minister other than just the radio. We went to the internet when we needed some more because blogs became big. We started The Stand. So many things that's going on, and we're reaching out to people to try to equip them. We want them to be saved. We want them to be active. We want them to be disciples. We want them to support the local church. But we also want them to listen to AFR. We want them to pray for AFR. And we want them to give. And this is the time of the year when we ask you to give. It's only 6 days out of the year. That's less than 2% of our time is spent on what world would call fundraising. And you can be a part of that by calling 877-616-2396. And right now, there's that $100 add-on. Again, let me share this with you. This is how God operates. God takes the gifts, and this generous person has added on, and then watch God do the multiplication. There is no telling how much really is invested in what God is doing. Alex, I just find it phenomenal what God can do through His people.
Amen. Amen. You know, I would like to speak to somebody out there, and, you know, every gift matters. It really does. I mean, because, you know, God owns it all anyway. I mean, we really don't own anything. We are owned, and we're just managers. And whether you could give, you know, what in a human perspective might be a small gift of $5 or $10, although it's not the size of the gift, it's the size of the obedience in your heart. Might be somebody, and God is leading you to give $100,000 to help save this country. You know, why should George Soros and all the liberals and the people who hate God, they hate morality, frankly, they hate this country, why should they be in the driver's seat? Look, if you've got the means, whoever you are, every one of us, look, God and country. You know, one of our first presidents, John Adams, said that this country was founded on the principles of Christianity, and indeed it was and is. So look, let's ante up, folks. Let's do what we can do to win the lost, proclaim truth, save our nation, populate heaven. So call 877-616-2396. Whatever God's led you to do. A one-figure gift, a seven-figure gift, a five-figure gift. Just let's link arms and let's do what, listen, folks, let's do today what we'll be glad we did on the day that we see our Savior.
Amen. Alex, I agree with you. God is probably moving it on different people and different economic levels that have the capacity to give, and God takes it and he uses it for his glory, like the body of Christ. You remember what Paul said? He said, don't let the eye say, I have no need of the hand. We're all part of it. And you remember our children, our three sons, when they were growing, we were interested in their hand and eye coordination. How was it, you know, that they could coordinate that? And now we're watching our grandchildren. We got a little grandson. It's a little over 1 year old. His name is John Wyatt. And he and his mom and brother might be listening. They do sometimes. But John Wyatt is developing that hand and eye coordination so that as he grows, he can do all kinds of things. Well, think of the body of Christ. We need to have this eye and hand coordination. Yes, Alex and I, God has gifted us. God's given us the opportunity. We've been able to go to school and learn more, to get into the Word of God, to be able to rightly divide the Word of God as best we can with the power of the Holy Spirit. But God's given some of you the ability to make great money, great wealth, and you need to contribute that and be a part of that. Some of you don't have as great a wealth, but God wants you to give part of what you have in order to continue that the body would operate with that hand and eye coordination for the glory of God. And you can do that by making that call today, 877-616-2396. Going to give it back to you, but let me give you some names and places. You know how I love to
talk
do
to
that.
Me. Talk
Nancy
to me.
From Marysville, Kansas. Sean from Rockport, Texas. Wanda from Grant Falls, North Carolina. Josh from Campbell, Texas. Lindy from Plummerville, Arkansas. Jason from Fort Worth, Texas. Margaret from Geneso, and I'm not good at that, Illinois. Robert from Temple, Texas. All of these. Geneso is way. Brent's helping me out, and I still can't get it down. But I love this one. One more. Nancy, I think it's from Buncombe, Illinois. That sounds like it. But anyway, these have all made a contribution. And every time they did, there was $100 added on, Alex. That's just good use of your finances,
wow.
Isn't it?
It just is. It really is. And so call. You've got time. There is time. 877-616-2396. And I do want to say, I want to see everybody tomorrow night in Richmond. I'm going to be at Mount Vernon Baptist Church in Richmond tomorrow night. There's going to be a wonderful dinner at 6:30. I'll be there at 5:30 to meet everybody. And so go to their website, Mount Vernon Baptist Church in Richmond, tomorrow night. It's going to be a great night of fellowship, and I'll be speaking. And so we just love the big AFR family. And hey, friend, Bird and I will be on the radio. I'll travel the country. We are not afraid of hard work, but we need your help to deliver the message. So help us deliver this message to our nation and beyond.
You know, when you're in a race and it's a relay race, the handoff is the most strategic place. It's where the people's got to give it and release it, and the person in front has got to take it and run with it. We're about to hand off this share-a-thon to Hamilton Corner. Abraham Hamilton is going to be ready, and I want to quote what that guy said. I want Abraham to get down on it. And did you hear that call? I love that.
I did. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, he can do it, too.
He can, and I can't wait, and I'll be listening to him on the road. But make that call today at 877-616-2396. It's a $100 add-on, and you can make that call. And, Alex, I pray that everything goes good for you tonight and tomorrow night as well, brother.
Praise God, and we just thank you all for listening. Please pray, promote, and plan to support what God is doing through this ministry.
That number, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Make that call right now, that God would be blessed and you would be a part of the family. $100 add-on. Make that call, do it now, and let God get the glory.